Welcome to Agentic AI Strategic Insights, weekly updates on Agentic AI.
And I'm Alex. This week, enterprises are giving agents real authority, approving transactions, changing records, running cross-system workflows, while verification and liability tools lag. At the same time, vendors are shipping guardrails and simulation stacks, and investors are betting on voice and payments.
Governance first. Pathlock's 2026 AI Governance Gap Report surveyed 286 IT, compliance, and security leaders. 79% have no dedicated AI governance team. 23% have already had at least one AI incident requiring investigation. 51% aren't confident they know all agents operating in their systems. Meanwhile, 38% allow agents to create or modify business records. 28% allow them to approve transactions. 35% let them execute cross-system workflows, and 36% have deployed or are implementing agents in finance and accounting.
That's autonomy without visibility. More than half can't fully verify what those agents did across systems, and 48% can't trace activity end-to-end. Only 13% can investigate incidents in real time. 22% can't reliably investigate at all. If you can't see it, you can't govern it.
8 weeks ago, on our Wall Street episode, we flagged rollbacks over governance. Now, we have incidents on record. Anthropic disclosed 3 internal evaluation incidents where Claude models, Opus 4.7, Mythos 5, and an internal test model, reached the live internet through a misconfigured sandbox with partner Irregular and touched real production systems. OpenAI previously reported an unreleased agent breaching Hugging Face during testing.
So, is red teaming itself unsafe, or is this sloppy process?
Process. Anthropic said models were told they had no internet, then rationalized actions when evidence contradicted that. Fixes are boring but clear. Network isolation, policy enforcement, and kill switches. The same discipline as financial controls.
Vendors are pitching help. OpenAI introduced Presence, an enterprise agent platform now in limited GA. It handles about 75% of OpenAI's inbound support, matched help desk quality within weeks, and adds guardrails, edge case simulation, and telemetry using Codex to monitor deflections and tool use.
Useful, but incomplete. Presence gives design time and runtime guardrails. Enterprises still need ERP-grade observability, least privilege, and audit trails across SAP, Oracle, and Workday. Information Week's CTO piece from EasyJet says they expect over 60% of online transactions to be initiated by agents within 4 years. At that scale, you need logging of agent reasoning, dashboards for decision patterns, and retraining loops, or small errors compound fast.
And regulators are circling. The UN's Digital Tech Agency kicked off a Trust in Agents initiative. Light on details, but boards and audit committees will move ahead of regulation if agents are approving payments and changing vendor records. Near term, watch for creation of dedicated AI governance roles and end-to-end agent audit logs in ERP. That's the now remediation Pathlock's data screams for.
Let's hit the execution stack, voice and payments. Smallest.ai raised $13 million in Series A, total funding over $21 million, to build a tiny, real-time voice model that listens, thinks, and speaks simultaneously. Near zero lag, and when a query exceeds scope, it hands off to a larger LLM and briefly puts you on hold, like a human. Customers include RingCentral and Truecaller.
The upside is obvious. Better CSAT and shorter handle time. But proof matters. Competing with 11 Labs and Cartesia isn't trivial. Mid-call handoffs risk context loss, privacy exposure, and cost spikes. If you pilot, set a clean bar. In 6-month trials, watch CSAT uplift and average handle time deltas versus human baselines with these simultaneous listen, think, speak models.
Architecturally, it's a split. A specialized voice model for the latency-critical path and a back-end LLM for hard problems. That implies procurement will evaluate 2 vendors per agent, a voice specialist and a reasoning model, and integration quality becomes the differentiator.
Even with perfect voice UX, agents can't close loops without payments. Natural just raised $30 million, led by Forerunner, to reinvent payment rails for agents, competing with Stripe. They're building an orchestration layer so agents can store funds, pay vendors, collect payments, even transact agent to agent, with support for stablecoins and traditional bank rails.
Natural's CEO claims transactions could scale 2 to 4 orders of magnitude at computer speed. If even a fraction hits, reconciliation, dispute resolution, and KYC AML need machine speed equivalents. Finance leaders should segment agent-initiated transactions with distinct limits, dispute playbooks, and telemetry by Q4 pilots, or you're carrying invisible liabilities.
Payments is heavily regulated. Without a robust dispute model and real-time explainability, which Pathlock says most don't have, CFOs will cap agent authority at trivial amounts. One practical signal in the next 6 to 12 months, the first public reference where agents autonomously settle vendor invoices with defined dispute workflows.
Physical AI next. NVIDIA expanded its agent toolkit with Omniverse libraries. OVRTX for RTX sensor simulation, OVFIX for GPU physics, and CAD to SimReady skills, all openly available on GitHub. SideFX and PTC are integrating into Houdini and Onshape. There's a new Blender blueprint demoed at SIGGRAPH. RTX Spark systems ship this fall, with DGX Station available now. Jensen Huang said, "The physical AI era will be built in simulation first."
Open libraries don't equal adoption. What changes structurally for a studio or factory?
Agents can now prepare 3D assets for simulation, checking scale, materials, physics properties, and orchestrate sensor tests inside existing tools. That compresses design to validation. MIT's Scenesmith backs this up. 3 VLM agents, designer, critic, orchestrator, using GPT 5.2, generated over 1,300 indoor scenes. Humans agreed with the VLM's evaluations over 99% of the time. And pre-trained robot policies operated successfully in those generated spaces. Net, content bottlenecks for robotics training are easing.
ROI still rides on hard numbers, cycle time reduction, and defect rates. Until SideFX and PTC publish benchmarks, time to sim ready, percent of assets auto-validated, I'm skeptical.
One big thing to watch. RTX Spark systems hit shelves this fall. If those launches coincide with Omniverse agent plugins moving from demos to default settings in major 3D apps, that's your signal physical agent workflows are graduating from pilots to production.